Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ. Now, you can get the David Spoon Experience podcast 24/7. Every zany segment, every round of trivia, every off-the-wall joke, every super deep thought-provoking atheist maddening rant, every single show of the DSE. Go now to www.thejewishchristian.com. Listen, you're entering the David Spoon Experience.
Chief, mate, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Mickey. Try to take over the world.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. Am I supposed to speak correctly?
San Diego.
In San Diego, California, San Diego. You know what I like about San Diego?
San Diego.
I like that I live in San Diego.
San Diego.
That's better than living in Cleveland. That's just funny. I should probably tell everybody, I haven't done this yet. Why? I don't know why. I have not given the weather report yet, so I probably should do the weather report. So I should probably give somebody the weather report, do the weather report, and give you the weather report for the weather report on the weather report. Yeah, looks pretty nice. I gotta say, it looks kind of nice outside. I'm looking out there. Not a ton of clouds that I can see. It's looking sunny. It's looking very San Diego-ish. How about that? And then additionally, the traffic. Traffic is pretty spacey. Pretty good. Good spacing. Spacing in the traffic. Good. That's good. What's going on, Robo Producer? What do we got?
We have actually Shane number one called, but standing right next to him is Shane number two. So we have both Shanes technically on the line.
How do you have Shane number one and Shane number two, and then you didn't give me if it was Shane Everett or Shane Bernard?
Shane Everett is actually on the line, but Shane number two is actually standing right next to him.
All right. Gentlemen, one at a time. Oh, wait, let me say it this way. Shanes, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you guys on. All right, here's the deal. We've got a concert taking place on Sunday, December 15th, 6 p.m. at the Sanctuary at Maranatha Chapel, and it's going to be Shane Everett, Shane Bernard, and Phil Wickham, and you guys are going to rock and roll. Are you excited for the concert?
Dude, we're pumped, man. It's the last night of the tour. We're going to be ending with a bang. It's going to be fun.
Okay.
Fun night, man.
All right, now let me tell you guys this real quickly. So I got all these notes from Brian K. Smith, the famous Brian K. Smith. And anyway, he sent this. He said, the Christmas tour concert, one of their favorite concerts all year. And then he said this, and you guys got to help me on this. He said, it's the 6th or 7th Christmas tour. I told them, forget it. It's now officially the 67th Christmas tour.
I'll take it, man. I'll take it.
You guys sound great for being in your late 90s.
I know it, man. It's crazy. I feel really good. It's at Sea Silver, whatever you call it. It works miracles.
That's a great line. Excellent line right there. All right, so people can get information, obviously, on the concert by going to maranathachapel.org. They can also call 858-613-7800. This concert, now, tell me if I'm wrong here, this concert is free.
Oh, it's absolutely free, man. It's free.
And so you guys, you're ministering in music, blessing people, so on and so forth. You're just giving of yourselves, aren't you guys?
Well, we're trying, but if you want to buy some merchandise, we'll let you. You know what I'm saying?
is that an invitation to buy something good? So are they special prices because it's getting close to Christmas?
It is so special. You won't believe it. You won't believe how special the prices are.
That's great. Talk to me about, let's say you're a listener. You're one of our listeners. And I know you guys are probably a little bit newer to the show. The show's a little nutty, so just hang in there. But talk to me about if I'm a listener and I'm like, man, I've not gone to this kind of concert. It's a free concert. It's taking place at Maranatha Chapel on Sunday night at 6 p.m. in the Sanctuary. What would they expect? How should they dress? What should they be thinking? How do they approach it?
Man, come as you are. You know what I'm saying? That's how we roll. But I will say this. It's a fun night, man. We sing all together. We really just want to remind people, man, the reason for the season, dude. You know, I mean, we're just We're going to celebrate Christ. We're going to do some worship, play some Christmas songs. The cool thing about it is we sing all together. So Shane and I get to sing on Phil Wickham songs, which is kind of a dream come true for us, being in Phil Wickham's band. It's amazing. It's a really good time. So we'll laugh a lot, and then we'll just get into the presence of the Lord, man. Just pray that he does something in our hearts and reminds us that, and the Christmas season is for the purpose of celebrating Christ's birth, and we love it, man. We love it. That's what we want to do.
Let me ask you this, and I'm a young Christian. I've only been 35 years in the Lord, so I don't know quite that much that I need to know, but here's what I do know. Every time I'm in worship, every time I'm in the presence of the Lord, and you can sense, and for those that have no capacity to sense the presence of the Lord, my first statement would be a little less flesh might be a nice idea. Anyway, so when you're in the presence of the Lord, and to me, that's like the greatest moments of all, because it's the closest connection that I've ever seen or can ever find to what it's going to be like when we're actually there in heaven praising and worshiping him. Do you guys, when you're in ministry and you're ministering those songs, do you get to share that presence that same way?
Man, sometimes, you know, I mean, sometimes it feels like work, and then sometimes it feels like you're in the presence of the Lord, you know. It's just, but we're called, you know, like to hold up objective truth, and that's what we do, man. We'll go up and sing to the Lord as hard as we can, and sometimes I can actually feel his presence, and sometimes I'm just trusting by faith that he hears my heart and my voice, and, you know, so I mean, who knows, you know, but there are those moments when I feel like he's, you know, in my face and a breath away. And then sometimes I feel like, you know, my prayers or my songs are hitting the ceiling, but it doesn't make him any less God or any less compassionate to me or us as his children, you know, so. I don't know if that answers the question.
No, it does. Well, it does. I think you did a great job. I think it's important for people to recognize that being in the presence of the Lord does not necessitate the overall external feelings in the context of if you go to Taco Bell and eat 900 tacos and 300 Mountain Dews and 400 churros, you're not going to feel the presence of the Lord or the love of the Lord in about 30 minutes afterwards. I mean, that's kind of how that goes. But that doesn't mean the Lord doesn't love you. So it's pushing past that, pushing into the truth, isn't it?
That's right, man.
All right. Let me ask you this.
I'm going to pass you to Shane B.
Okay, you got it. You got it. All right. Shane. So now I was talking to Shane. Now I'm talking to Shane.
Hey.
How you doing?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome, man. I am just doing absolutely awesome. Let me ask you this. I asked Shane this, so now, Shane, I want to ask you this. Okay? Are you ready for this?
Okay.
All right, so when you're in the presence of the Lord, now just here, and you guys, sometimes it's work, and I love that you guys understand. Sometimes you're doing it, and you got to push your way through it, kind of like Moses needed help having his hands put up. Sometimes you got to kind of push through and minister and let the Lord use you as a vessel. Sometimes the Lord pours himself out upon you when you're doing ministry. Here's my question. Yeah. When the Lord pours himself on you, not but when he does, how do you keep playing? How do you keep doing what you do? I mean, when the Lord pours himself upon me, I feel like I'm like a weeping baby. You know, I just like, oh, I'm such a sinner. You know, I go through that whole thing. How do you guys do it, man? I mean, is that just the gift that the Lord has given you?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've never really, honestly, like, personally, you know, I've never really felt called to play music and you know, quote, lead worship. Like, I mean, we're just called to preach the gospel, and I know what those moments are, but for me, typically they flesh themselves out, like, you know, in Acts where Peter, it says that Peter's filled with the Holy Spirit to preach the word boldly, and that's what it's like for me when we're up in front of people, and, you know, it feels like, man, the Lord is doing something here. And usually it's like I just open my mouth and let the Lord work. So I know what you're talking about. In my devotional times, I have a lot of those times where it's just like I'm a little puddle.
Right.
But, you know, when we're in front of people, I mean, we're preaching the gospel. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what we're doing.
So you're really fulfilling the commission, the call, the reason God created you and has kept you on the planet to do what he's literally designed you guys to do.
Yeah. That's about all we got. So we're more focused on, you know, having that, his word go forth than some, you know, touchy-feely experience, even though that's happening. But, you know, we want to hold fast to the word that, you know, the gospel is the power to save. I just read that today in the Bible, and so it's just like, man, that's what we got.
Yeah. Now that comes out of Romans 1:16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power to save. See, I love that because it's like I don't have to Billy Graham anything. The gospel is the power to save. I mean, it's not my job. My job is just to communicate whatever, even if it drools out of my mouth. Then the Lord takes care of the rest of it.
Yep.
That's powerful, man. That's powerful. So this is exciting, man. So it's Sunday, December 15th, 6 p.m., and somebody told me, you guys tell me if this is true or not. I'm just checking with you. There's supposed to be live animals, a living nativity scene, movies, games, crafts, cookies, hot ciders, and coffee. I mean, like, it's a whole thing, right?
Whoa.
That's what I heard. I heard this stuff. But I didn't hear about hot chocolate.
Man, I hope all that stuff's there.
No. Well, if it's not, they're going to have some flyers that are returned. I can tell you that right now. All right. So it's at Maranatha Chapel. And the people can get information by going to maranathachapel.org. Or they can call 858-613-7800. And like you guys have said, they come as they are. They don't have to go any particular way. They just come as you are. It's a free concert. You'll have opportunity, though, for people to get some of the materials that you guys have, some of the albums and different things that you guys are offering, right?
Yeah. We got a lot of that going on.
Yeah. That's how they can support you, though. I mean, people want to support you not just by listening and not just by praying for you, but they want to participate with you. Make sure you guys can keep the ministry going, doing the things you got to do, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's how we operate.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm strong with that. So is there anything else that I'm missing from either of you, Shane? It's so funny being at that instead of your 6th or 7th Christmas tour, it's now your 67th Christmas tour. That's the best.
That's it, man. He nailed it. He nailed it.
I love it. You guys are great, man. You got to come on the show more often. We can have a great time. I love it. You guys did an
excellent. Come on, man. Are you coming to the show? Don't tell me you're not.
Oh, no. I'm going to come to the show. I'm going to get there. I am going to get there with the wife, and that's the key. The key is me and the wife. The big key is doing something with the dog. Maybe we'll bring the dog, but no, people won't like that. Anyway, Shane Everett, Shane Bernard, great job. You guys are awesome. We really appreciate you taking the time to come on the radio show. You got the Christmas tour 2013 this December 15th, Sunday night, 6 p.m. at the Sanctuary at Maranatha Chapel. How awesome is that? Great job, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
God bless you. Do me a favor, guys. Don't hang up yet, because I just want to say goodbye to you off the air. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, more insanity with Spoonanity.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Sometimes you need money and you need it fast, and timing is everything. Money Tree offers same-day financial solutions that are quick and easy, so you don't have to wait. Call or visit a Money Tree branch near you. Learn more at moneytreeinc.com. Money Tree, money and time.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon, friends. Here's today's Wall Street Report. The market's lower again today in a rather bad jobless claims report that was worse than expected. The Dow Jones averaged down about 104 points today at 15,739 on the blue chips. The NASDAQ about 5.5 points lower at 3998 on the high techs. And the S&P down almost 7 points at 1775, as all three of the major indexes were lower again on this Thursday. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own retirement income plans in place, that's exactly the kind of work that I do for my clients each and every day. IRAs, Roth IRAs, rollovers, 401ks, inheritance planning, and of course, retirement income planning. Call me to schedule your free consultation with me. The office number here is 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation, 800-727-PLAN. Don't forget to ask for a copy of my brand new book. It's called Retirement Rescue, 800-727-PLAN.
This Christmas, I want to help Anna.
This Christmas, I want to help Jacob.
I want to help Carlos. His Christmas letter says,
I would like more pants because I have to wear the same ones every day.
Sometimes my parents have to buy diapers for my brother instead of food for our
our family. I need shoes because mine are too small for me now, and I need a backpack.
Me, I want a ballerina Barbie and a pretend telephone.
KPRZ and Toys for Joy believe that every child deserves a joyful Christmas. Last year, Toys for Joy filled the hands of more than 10,000 guests with toys, books, clothing, and bags of groceries. KPRZ wants to help bring the Christmas spirit to the nearly 1 in 5 San Diego children living in poverty. This year's amazing Toys for Joy KPRZ sponsored event will be Saturday, December 14th. Details at KPRZ.com. Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy.
You've got relatives coming to your house for the holidays and you still have last year's stains on your carpet? How embarrassing. Why haven't you called Zero Res? They're the most advanced method in cleaning and at today's price, a holiday giveaway. You can't afford not to make your house smell so fresh and clean. Zero Res, by the way, uses empowered alkaline water instead of nasty soap to clean and sanitize your home. In fact, the water is so green you can drink it. What? Our patented alkaline water cleans better. No one, but no one else has. It. Nothing but the best for your family. You've got so much to do for the holidays, leave the tough cleaning to Zero Res. Your carpet and area rugs will feel soft, smell fresh, and the tile will look bright again. Call Zero Res today and get two rooms cleaned and sanitized for a mere $99 and a free hallway with a food donation. Call 858-486-4100 by this Friday. That's 858-486-4100 or book online at ZeroResSanDiego.com for the $99 special.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
To the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. And that was fun because we had Shane Everett and Shane Bernard on the show. That was kind of fun, huh? Did you have a good time there? It was fun listening to those guys?
I like how you said, which Shane? Both.
I think it's funny that it's the 67th Christmas tour. I'm telling you, they sound great for being in their 90s, don't they? All right, so Shane and Shane and Paul Wickham, the Christmas Tour 2013, Sunday, December 15th, 6 p.m. at the Sanctuary for the concert. But if you get there at 4, there's a living nativity scene with live animals, a movie, games, crafts, cookies, hot cider, and coffee. I think they should add hot chocolate. More information, contact Maranatha Chapel by either calling 858-613-7800. That's 858-613-7800. Or go to Maranatha Chapel, maranathachapel.org. Get more information. Free concert. But you'll have an opportunity to purchase some of the different materials from the artists who are going to be leading an awesome Christmas concert. Was that fun? I had fun. Did you have fun? It's all right. I should tell everybody, this is the first time I'm announcing this. Oh, you don't know about this, do you? Or did I tell you about this?
I don't know. Tell me.
How long do I have?
For you, Dave, 1 minute.
Let me take the time to tell you that I am going to be in Santee a week from tomorrow at the Family Christian Bookstore. Now, listen to this. We're doing a live remote 2 to 4 p.m. Everybody that doesn't like me, you can line up on the left side. I could be a little larger.
And that's
everybody,
why I'm safe here in the studio.
Yeah, I got to be careful. And then people on the right side, if you like it, we're going to do a live remote from the Family Christian Bookstore in Santee. Listen to this if you don't know this. We're giving away $10 gift certificates for the store right then and there. We're giving away a ton of them. So if you come and you come there, let's say you come with your husband, you come with your friend, you come with whatever, we will give each person a $10 gift card for the store, period. I mean, you can go there and get an item for $5. It won't cost you a penny. So we're going to do it in Santee. We're just telling you right now, it's a week from tomorrow, and you're going to stay here at the studio, right? So we're going to kind of do a connecty thing that way. Is that the plan right there? I guess that's the plan that we're going to do. So we're giving away a $10 gift card just for coming by and saying, hey, and then we'll give you a gift card. You don't actually have to say, hey. All you got to do is be breathing and put your hand out. And actually, you don't have to put your hand out. You can just be breathing and come by and we'll throw the card at you. And then you can have a $10 gift card. There's also going to be prizes, goodies, gifts. We're doing all of it. It's in the parking lot at Walmart in front of Michael's in Santee. It's going to be, wait for it, epic. Did you like that? I did the wait for it thing? Okay. Did you know we're doing that? A remote?
Friday? First time I heard about it.
I should have told you, huh? They're doing a, listen to what they're doing. They're doing a $5 and a 50% off deal. They've got $5 deals all over the store plus 50% off. Talk about doing a good job if you're looking for Christmas stuff. That is perfect. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, more fun for everyone.
Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monta Vista Village. Tracy, they've got a big military party coming up, don't you?
We do, Kevin. It's a very important event coming up on December 14th. And this is actually our 7th annual Christmas dinner for enlisted military and their families. And this is one of the ways that we give back to the community here at Monta Vista Village. Santa's going to be here for the kids, and parents get a very nice present themselves. So we do have to raise, however, $10,000 for this event, and the residents have raised $5,000 so far. So we're still a few thousand dollars short of our goal right now. So if any of the listeners would like to help us reach our goal, we would really appreciate the assistance, and this is a tax-deductible donation. Also, if there are any military families, E5 and below, who would like to attend, we'd love to have you. Reservations begin December 2nd. You can give us a call at 619-465-1331.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331 for Monta Vista Village. License number 374-600-564.
Add warmth and comfort to your home. Farrell's Fireside Shop makes energy efficiency beautiful. Upgrade your old gas fireplace unit with a beautiful new wood-burning fireplace. Farrell's Fireside Shop. Fast, local, and affordable. Upgrade your old wood-burning fireplace with an energy-efficient wood-burning insert. Or choose a classic freestanding wood stove to warm and brighten your home. You know, today's newest wood stoves burn just half the wood and make a small fraction of the ash. And they add real value to your home. Trust Farrell's Fireside Shop for their experience, expertise, and best local selection of wood, gas, and pellet stoves and hearth accessories from America's great manufacturers. Call them today, 619-441-2755. 619-441-2755. Farrell's Fireside Shop, just north of Interstate 8 on 2nd Street in El Cajon. Warm winter wishes from Farrell's Fireside Shop. Energy savings have never been this beautiful.
The MFT education you need to be an exceptional counselor is available in San Diego. Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Center offers a master's in clinical psychology with an emphasis in marriage and family therapy. This program meets the academic requirements for both MFT and LPCC licensure for the state of California. Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Space is limited for our next cohort starting soon. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Hi, I'm Tony Barron, Director of the Graduate School of Theology at Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Center. I want to invite you to begin your personal transformation in one of our graduate theology programs offered right here in San Diego. The same place noted alumni Miles McPherson, Mike McIntosh, and John Maxwell earned their theology degrees.
Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego to learn more. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here. KPRZ, 1210 AM. In San Diego. We're just putting a little chill on the afternoon thrill. Before we go in for the big kill, I'm just a chill. Here we go. Moving out to the tune. Hey, can you turn that stuff off yet, please? Thank you very much. How's that? That's a good one, huh? Let's see. I came up with a new idea. So here in December 12th, 2003, you know, I always come up with these ideas. I think I need help. Okay.
Yes, you do.
Professional and otherwise. Here's what I got. A couple of things I got to talk about from the news point of view. I don't have a choice. By the way, news of the day. I'm going to be in Santee at the Family Christian Bookstore a week from tomorrow. I'm going to be talking about it all these next 4 or 5 days. Everybody know there's going to be giveaway. I might give away $1 million if somebody comes by and gives me $1 million so I can give it away. The odds of that are very low. 60 gazillion to nothing. Anyway, Senator Lee Senator Mike Lee is going to be offering a bill protecting churches so that they do not have to operate or perform gay marriages. Did you hear about that? Okay. And so the bill, the idea is to not require people who are operating as a church in a nonprofit that they don't have to recognize or acknowledge gay marriages because it's contrary to their religious beliefs. I don't even know why that's a problem or an issue, but I have been thinking about this, and I want to get your advice as to what you think of my new idea is regarding that. You ready for my new idea? This is a brand new idea. Now, being a former pastor who has done marriages, and done ceremonies, and done funerals, done all that kind of stuff. I was starting to think, you know, people that go to a church that's an evangelical church, and that church operates with the intent of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then there's going to be a gay couple that comes there, and they're like, we don't care what the scripture says, we want you to marry us. I'm starting to think this. Tell me what you think of this. I'm starting to think that the pastors of those churches should consider it, but in doing the ceremony, I think they should do like a filibuster and start preaching against the sin of homosexuality as part of the marriage ceremony, not stop, and then when they get tired, have another pastor come in and fill in for them and keep going and go on a marathon hour after hour after hour telling people that having same-sex relationships and being in a same-sex marriage is a sin according to the Bible, according to Jesus Christ, according to the Gospels, according to Jesus who defined marriage between a man and a woman. It would never support people who are trying to say otherwise, because it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, so get over it. That's what the scripture says. I'm thinking they should do that. What do you think? Just a filibuster marathon.
That'd be a wedding to remember.
I mean, so then they're up there, and instead of actually pronouncing them, the pastor just says, hey, according to my religious beliefs, I believe we have to do at least 100 hours of preaching against homosexuality. What do you think?
I think that's... I'd go for it. I don't know how much the homosexual weddings would, but...
Well, let's do it this way. You say you want to get married in our church. You want to get married under our umbrella as a religious entity that believes in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Then we're going to run the ceremony. They can't tell people. You cannot tell people and compel people how to run a service.
That's true.
So you run the service, you start the service off with prayer and repenting for homosexual relationships, and you just keep going until it's just too much. What do you think?
They're an original idea.
Original idea, folks, right there. I say go for it and let them know what the gospel says. I just think that's wonderful. I'm just very excited about that. What do you think? I think it's a way.
I never really thought about it like that.
See, and then you just start the preaching, and then you just go, and then when that one preacher gets tired, he has his friend who also is an evangelical, believes that the Bible is the absolute word of God, and we don't need to twist it because it's fine just the way it is. Because God, who created the universe, can also write a book, and he comes in and preaches right behind, just like a filibuster.
Now pinch hitting for Father Joe. Please welcome Father Carmine. Father,
that's it. What do you think? It's so good. I love it. That's what I'm thinking we should do. I'm thinking if they're going to force this issue this way, then the churches should run the services the way they see fit. I defy anybody to tell me that's not good logic if they're going to do
We're now in hour 75 of our 100-hour marathon. I hope you're enjoying the afternoon.
Revisiting Sodom and Gomorrah, looking at it sideways. Here we go. Just keep going and going. No, it's not. I mean, the leg butt people would just be like, it's like, you'll be thinking twice before you knock on our church door. It's trying to get a sanctification for a marriage that God does not bless. I'm sorry. That ain't going to happen. Is that great? That's hate speech, Dave. I know you hate to hear it, but it doesn't make it hateful. That's another good line right there. I know you hate to hear it, but it doesn't make it, you know, I'm on a roll. My name is, my feet are on the rock and my name is on the roll. That's why I'm into rock and roll. Okay, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I might have another original thought. You better be careful.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
Shop at Family Christian in Santee this weekend for 3 days of incredible $5.50 off deals. Find select music, CDs, gift items, planners, and ornaments. Only $5. Plus, get 50% off a fantastic selection of Bibles, books, videos, and kids' items. Family Christian, where you'll find the broadest selection of Christian products plus convenient hours. Doorbuster deals this weekend at Family Christian in the Santee Walmart parking lot in front of Michael's.
KPRZ invites you to a free movie screening of A Miracle in Spanish Harlem on Thursday, December 12th at Digiplex in Mission Valley Hazard Center. A Miracle in Spanish Harlem is a story about love, faith, and redemption, starring one of Latin America's most acclaimed and popular film and telenovela actresses, Kate del Castillo as Eva. KPRZ's free movie screening is sponsored by Toys for Joy. RSVP to see A Miracle in Spanish Harlem and find out how you can help Toys for Joy at KPRZ.com.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. Get like stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth, and anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out. Preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247.
Happy holidays from the Pacific Gateway team of Thrive and Financial and Jonathan Doering. 2013 has been a long year, and the Pacific Gateway team of Thrive and Financial hopes that this holiday season brings comfort and joy and time to share with family and friends. Merry Christmas from Jonathan Doering and the Pacific Gateway team of Thrive and Financial. To learn more about the Pacific Gateway team of Thrive and Financial, call them at 858-455-5227 and ask for Ruth. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record and 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges. challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliberroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Probably should let you know that if you want to reach the show, boy, after that last segment, I just can't imagine people wouldn't want to reach the show.
1-866-577-2473, the David Spoon Experience.
Hey, you want to play the phone number? Just checking with you.
Yes, the number 1-866-577-2473. The David Spoon Experience.
I have two more versions if you want to keep going.
Yeah, sure. Give it to you again.
Call now. 1-866-577-2473. The David Spoon Experience.
Okay, and you got one more for me?
1-866-577-2473. The David Spoon Experience.
That's very, very good. A couple things also to let you know. If you want to send an email, you can do it by sending it to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. Hey, you know, I can hear you in there in the studio. Did you know that? I can hear your noise, whatever
you're... That's because my mic is still on.
Is it? Your mic is still on? Hey, can I tell you this? I didn't tell you this, though. Let me tell you this real quickly. Don't go anywhere. Ready? Ready?
Ready.
A week from tomorrow, I'm going to be in Santee.
Why?
I'm doing a live show from Santee. I'm doing a live show from the Family Christian Bookstore. Hey, you know what's cool? I'm giving away a ton of $10 gift cards.
Nice.
Ton.
I heard something about a 50% off thing, too.
50% off. They got a huge 50% off sale going. And then and then they got a $5 sale going. All this stuff for $5, including a planner, which I'm planning on getting.
Nice.
My plan is to plan on getting a planner when I go there so that I can plan for my plans when I'm planning. And I'm going to do it for $5.
Dave, that's a great plan.
Thank you. And I'm going to be doing it at the Family Christian Bookstore in Santee. In Santee.
I'd book it.
It's in the parking lot of Walmart in front of Michael's. We're going to have fun. Plus, we're giving away prizes, goodies, gifts, and I guess somebody said there might be a little food. So, I know you're a big fan of food.
I would definitely book the occasion.
I'm going to plan on it. I'm going to go with that one. I like that one. That's a good one.
That's a page turner.
That is. Okay, here we go. Because we do nothing but quality radio. No, we do nothing. Oh, but then there's quality radio. Anyway, so, Professor X was wanting me to calm down. I have to bring it down a notch. I get too excited. Like, when I was doing that ending, I got all really, you know.
Do I need to activate the smooth jazz again or no?
Yeah, no. But I'm just saying, I get too excited. People are like, well, why do you get so excited? It's like, I'm sorry. Are you avoiding hell like I am? That's pretty exciting. That's not exciting. But I got to have a more of a, what's the demeanor I'm looking for? What am I looking for? Paced demeanor? You know, paced, right? Okay. Do you remember, did you have paced when you were a kid in school? Did you guys have paced?
Oh, yeah.
We had a little jar and had the little thing, you'd open it up and had a little stick in there. All right. I just want to make sure they didn't discontinue that, too. There must have been a reason they were, you know, that's where the really goofy kid would eat the paste. Remember that in the class? He'd be like,
yeah, my kids still use it growing up.
Yeah, they do? Well, paste. Okay. In some cases, it's what for. I forget it. You know, the joke didn't come out the first four times. What did I think it was going to come out the fifth time?
No,
it wasn't happening. No. All right. Luke chapter 24, verses 24 through 27. I read this today, so this is fresh. Like my breath, minty fresh. Luke chapter 24, that was a joke, 24 through 27 says this, and it's really quite an interesting passage. I want you to think about this, because you know how people try and read the Bible? Have you ever noticed, folks, when you're reading the Bible, it's the hardest book to read? Have you ever noticed that? You can read War and Peace in Russian, and it's easier to read than reading the Bible. Have you ever noticed? It's like the Bible becomes the one, it's so hard to read it. Well, first of all, change translations, please. Maybe that will help. And number two, it's the only book that the enemy doesn't want you to read. So of course it's hard to read. Okay? Of course. It's a war to read and process the Word of God. Because if you get the Word in you, you become dangerous. You become dangerous on many levels. Luke chapter 24, verse 24 through 27, say the following. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb, this is the two guys on the road, and found it was just as the women had said, but they didn't see him. He said to them, how unwise and slow you are to believe in your hearts of all that the prophets have spoken. Didn't the Messiah have to suffer these things and enter into his glory? Then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted for them the things concerning himself in all the scriptures. Let me back this up for those that don't know what's going on. After Jesus rose from the dead, there were two guys and they were traveling on the road and they were talking to one another like, oh man, bummer. We just joined a movement and our leader is bye-bye. And then they were kind of freaking out because the girls came back and said, the tomb is empty, the tomb is empty. And so they're walking along and then Jesus joins them. Hey, what you guys talking about? And they're like, dude, have you just now arrived in town? Do you not know? Are you a stranger around here? Have you not been hearing what's going on? Which tells you that this was all the buzz. This was all the rage, everything that was going on there at that time. And so this is what they said. They said, some of those who were with us went to the tomb regarding Jesus and found it as the women had said. They didn't see Jesus. He said to them, how unwise and slow you are to believe in your hearts all that the prophets have spoken. Didn't the Messiah have to suffer these things and enter into his glory? Then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, Jesus interpreted for them the things concerning himself in all the scriptures. This is the first thing Jesus says to the two disciples, who were apparently very close, by the way, to the whole situation. They were at least connected. They were at least a part of the 120 in Acts chapter 1. Here's what Jesus said. You're not too smart, are you? That's what he said. It's like people are like, Jesus would never say that. Okay, let's see. How unwise and slow you are to believe in your hearts. What do you mean he wouldn't say? That's exactly what he said. Not too bright, huh? Remember the Matrix line where she turns to Neo and the Oracle makes mention of the fact that the girl loves him and he's like, what? Like Trinity loves him? And he goes... He goes, what? And she goes, not too bright, are you? Whoa. That's right. Unwise. Not too smart. And then Jesus said this, you're slow to believe in your hearts. Here's one of the things that you and I do a lot. Now, let's just admit it. We believe, but it's like a head faith. And it's not a deep, deep faith. So like we have this temporary mental faith. But Jesus is telling you got to believe from the depth of who you are, from your very inner being. You got to have a heart that has faith. So just saying, well, I have faith and then not really operating, that's kind of a phony faith. You need a real faith. You know what's interesting about a mustard seed? It's a pure seed. You need just have a little bit of real pure faith that makes all the difference in the world. Here's the ticket that I thought was interesting. It says this. Jesus said this to them. Didn't the Messiah have to suffer these things and enter into his glory? And then beginning with Moses and the prophets, he interpreted for them the things concerning him. The Messiah had to suffer first. Proverbs 15:33 says, before honor is humility. But here's the thing I want to point out. The big faithful people of the day were blowing the prophecies. They didn't get it. They were misinterpreting the prophecies. They couldn't understand that the prophecies from Genesis all the way to Malachi illustrated first a suffering Messiah, then a Messiah that was to come in glory. And the back then, the good Christians and the bad Pharisees and everybody was misinterpreting the entrance of the Messiah. Here's my simple question. Could that be true now? Can people be misinterpreting eschatologically how Jesus is going to return? It certainly seems like they couldn't figure it out back then and they had scripture, and I'm not that confident that everybody's got it nailed down now. Just a personal opinion. But here's what it says. It says that Jesus interpreted for them. You know what that means? It's only in Jesus do we get the scriptures. You want to know why you can tell scriptures to a person who's not a Christian and they just look at you like you're like an elephant? Like what? They don't even get it. They're not even following. Here's why. 2 Corinthians 3:14 says, their minds were made dull, for to this day the same veil remains over the old covenant when it's read. It is not removed because it's only in Christ that the veil is taken away. You want to know why people don't get it when they hear scriptures? Because they're not connected to Jesus, and apart from Jesus, you don't get it. You can read scriptures till you're blue in the face, and if you do it apart from Jesus, you're not getting what's in the word. In fact, in verse 45, we're going to close with this. In verse 45, the same chapter, it says this, then Jesus opened their minds to understand the scripture. You want to understand the scripture when you read it? Ask Jesus to open your mind. Ask Jesus to give you understanding. Ask Jesus to help you. Because apart from Jesus, you're never going to get it. That's why you need his help to grasp his word. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, more fun for everyone right here on Jazzy Tunes. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep. From the mountains of fame to the river so deep.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Tis the season to shop and dine at Old Town's Fiesta Del Reyes. Spend $20 in the 19 boutique gift shops and get $5 off at any of their three restaurants, Barber Bar, Saloon, Casa Del Reyes, or the Cosmopolitan Restaurant. Find details at FiestaDelReyes.com.
It's always a delicious holiday at the French Gourmet, San Diego's finest full-service caterer since 1979. Too busy to cook? Make it a French Gourmet holiday. They do the cooking. You take the credit from the main course to the dessert. Don't worry, no one will even know. The French Gourmet offers all the traditional trimmings from side dishes to delectable desserts. Impress your friends and family with a delicious feast from the French Gourmet. Make your holiday celebrations delicious and stress-free. The French Gourmet can create a menu and service that will complement your holidays and your budget. Put your confidence in the award-winning French Gourmet. Planning a holiday party, a corporate event, a wedding, or just a family get-together? You'll need the French Gourmet to cater delicious prepared food and peace of mind. Call the French Gourmet at 858-488-1725. That's 858-488-1725. Or visit thefrenchgourmet.com. That's thefrenchgourmet.com. It's always a delicious day at the French Gourmet.
Would you like to know how to become three times less likely to experience a home burglary? Mike Melton, president of Security Alarm Now, is here to tell us about that.
Statistics show that you're three times less likely to have your home broken into when monitored by a home security system. Right now, we're offering listeners a complete ADT security system free of charge when they call
1-888-608-9146.
You only pay $99 for the installation, and the monitoring is only about a dollar a day.
That's really economical, especially when you're talking about the safety of your family. Are there any other offers for our listeners?
Yes, the next 20 people who call 1-888-608-9146 will receive a free upgraded 2A voice keypad, which in the event of an emergency allows you to talk to the ADT dispatcher through your keypad. It will also include a $100 Visa gift card.
Call 1-888-608-9146. That's 1-888-608-9146. 9146.
No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die.
Get an owlbox made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your David Spoon Jazz host. Right here on Jazzy KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Yeah. Yeah. This segment brought to you by our good friends, Excalibur Roofing. Yeah. Roofs, man. Yeah. Old roof construction. New roof construction. Repairs. 760-743-8803, 760-743-8803, ExcaliburRoofing.com, that's the place you want to go. Yeah, yeah, Excalibur Roofing, man, all estimates are free. Don't you forget, right here on Jazzy Radio, on the Jazz Spoon Show, 1210 AM, KPRZ, yeah.
What do you think? Pretty good, huh? Not too shabby, huh? Come on. Come on. What
you know, for about 45 seconds, people thought we switched format.
You know, I'm telling you, people are like going, what? What just what? What just happened? You know, I'm going to get a text from Eric. What was that? It was like, that was Excalibur Roofing doing it to jazz.
That was your next creative commercial, Eric.
Whoa. Whoa. Pretty good. Hey, did you like how I did that?
I did. Very impressive.
Yeah, it's this other gear. I turn it on every once in a while. It lasts about as long as that did and about as long as I sleep.
This is actually 2 hours worth of jazz music, so we could go forever.
I could, except I got to tell you something that I've never told anybody before on the air. There was about 30 seconds just towards the end of that where I stopped for a second. I almost busted out laughing so loud. I was pulling it back so hard. I almost just went like, blah, ha, 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 and then you know how you laugh through your nose and then stuff comes up and it's like, okay, so I wanted to avoid that altogether. I was that close.
That's a great laugh. We're going to pull that, by the way.
It was great. And I'm sitting there when I'm doing the Excalibur Roof, reading it, I'm like, yeah, Excalibur Roofing. Yeah. And I'm just pulling it back going, if I say one more word, I'm going to lose it. That's why I like having Eric as a friend, because it's like, he knows what's going on. He knows what we're doing.
That's the only sponsor you'd ever be able
to
get away
probably.
With.
Yeah, probably. I mean, probably. That's funny. All right, so we're going to exit with a very short DDD. It's a kind of a special DDD. I'm going kind of backwards a little bit, so I want you to... It's real easy, though. Real easy to write up. There won't be anything real complex in this. This is Deuteronomy 29:29. A lot of people go, you don't say Deuteronomy right. I don't say a lot of things right, and I'm going to go with the Dizzy Dean theory. I wish you'd listen to what I say and not how I'm saying it. Thank you. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29 says this, and I love this passage. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our sons forever, that we may observe all the words of this law. That's a great great passage. Let me tell you something. The secret things are God's. And what I mean by that is God holds in his hand the secret things that you and I will not know. You want to know what those secret things are? I can tell you right now, for every person listening, what one of those secret things are that you do not know. The day of your demise, your earthly demise. You do not know that, but God does. He knows, and it's appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. There's an appointment there, and there's nothing that's really going to change that appointment. Those are the secret things that belong to the Lord. But there's other things that are revealed to us by the Lord, and they're ours and our children's forever, that we might observe all the words of the law. The things the Lord shows us are for our benefit, to stand strong and firm in him, and to be powerful in him, and not to be wishy-washy. Wishy-washy is not the goal for Christians. But I want to say this. Even in the things revealed, let's at least understand this. Whatever is revealed, that is not all things. All things belong into the Lord's hand. He's omniscient, okay? He knows everything. And the secret things that belong to the Lord are going to stay in the hand of the Lord. God alone holds all the mysteries of the universe. Here's the coolest thing. He who holds all the mysteries of the universe loves you. He loves you. He wants to be in eternity with you. That, perhaps, if each one of us is honest, that's one of the greatest mysteries of all. Why would you spend eternity with me, Lord? I wouldn't, right? I mean, I wouldn't do it. But you do, Lord, because you're awesome. So when you're thinking about the Lord and you're trying to kind of get all the understanding, get this. He holds all the mysteries. Here's the greatest mystery of all. He loves you with a very, very, very deep, deep compassion. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're taking a 22-hour break. We're coming back tomorrow, and we're going to do more Insanity of Spoonanity, and we hope you will enjoy it with us. And don't forget, a week from tomorrow, live in Santee. Talk to you in 22. We've come a long, long way together, through the hard times and the good. I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.